Aloha.
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McCrew. You know, I'm thinking about changing the start of this completely. I might just have to get rid of the whole tiki leader. Not sure yet. I've been thinking about it because I've kind of gotten away from the whole island thing. Not that I want to, because I love Hawaii. Everything about Hawaii, kisses, air kisses, kisses. As you guys know, my part of my house is decorated in a Hawaiian style. My part of the studio
basement
is decorated in Hawaiian style. But, you know, trying to get the podcast on iHeartRadio, they told me that I shouldn't use music. And you guys know that part of my theme song was a Hawaiian thing, and part of the other thing with the dong cowboy, that was made for me when I worked at a radio station, so I have to get rid of that. So, you know, unless I find some bed music that is not copyrighted Hawaiian music to play under it, I may have to get rid of that. And, you know, I may just need a new start. Maybe that's what I need. If anybody's got a band or wants to do some Hawaiian music, knock yourself out, and maybe I'll play it here on the show if it's really good. And I shouldn't say if it's good. I'm sure it's good. If it fits what we're doing here. That's probably a better way to say it. And, yeah. So that's it. I just don't know if the Hawaiian thing is if I've fallen, you know, followed through with that. Especially since the whole point of the show is remasculate. It's not called re-Hawaii. But, you know, when I was putting this together, I was just throwing crap against the wall and seeing what would stick. Because I love Hawaii. I thought I'd share that attitude with you. Share the aloha feel. Because everybody needs that a little bit of aloha in their life. And so that's how it all got started. Will it continue? I don't know. Maybe I'll leave it up to you. Should it continue? Should the Hawaiian part stay? Should I continue to say, aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth? Or is that just too goofy? Let me know, would you? Tweet me. It's at Steve McGrew. Or you could write me at McGrew@MSN.com. And I've got to get back to, I had one before, when I was doing the show every day, which I don't know why I was, because it was like having a real job, and I didn't want a real job. It's one reason I'm not in radio anymore. Though sometimes I miss just coming down here and rambling to you guys and having fun and knowing that I can talk to you. But here's the deal. I don't want to be forced to do it every day. So just do it as often as I can or maybe whenever I think of something. Because I know now that I'm on Spreaker, I have the app on my phone where I could actually just talk to Spreaker, have a few ideas, you know, do 5 or 10 minutes and upload it. And people that are on Spreaker would have their own little, maybe just a blurb or a comedy thought or a rant or something like that. Would that be cool? Or would that be weird for the people that don't get all of it? Or here's an idea. Everybody get Spreaker. Spreaker. Go to Spreaker.com. Mm-hmm. Because all of our podcasts are in there. All the ones that I do with the girlfriend, Miss Thang. Wrinkled Sheets podcast is on there. Her podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, that's on there. So Spreaker could be the way to go for some of you people. I'm just saying. All right, but I'm back in the back in Denver after a great weekend in Royal Oak, Michigan, or yeah, Detroit. Everybody, you know, it's Detroit, but Royal Oak is where I was, which is really odd because Royal Oak—that's the nickname I gave my penis. Hey, insert drum roll there. But it was snowy. It was horrible. Roads were horrible, but people still came out. So love you, Michiganders. I think that's the right way to do it, Michiganders. Take a Michigander at that, would you? Anyway, it was great, great club, great show. And it was one night, it was packed, it was snowing, and I was in a cab. Oh, it's one of those cabs that have the bench seat And so I'm just sliding back and forth, almost door to door. Because it didn't dawn on me to put my seatbelt on, which is probably the law. But does everybody put a seatbelt on when they get in a car like that? I should say, does anybody put a seatbelt on when they get in the back seat of a cab? Do you? Do you just turn yourself over to whoever's driving? I did. So I'm back there, I'm in the cab, I'm sliding around, I'm singing along with the radio. It was just really weird because I had no idea the cab driver knew my favorite song, Stairway to Istanbul. Put the drum thing there again. But seriously, folks, I want to say a big thank you to Mark Ridley at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle there in Royal Oak. He put you up in a great place, a great hotel, and it's snowing, not bad, but it's snowing at this point, and I'm looking out my hotel window, and I'm looking for a place to eat, and I think I see a Kona Grill down the street. I don't know if you have Kona Grill where you live. Delicious, good place. So I think, all right, the snow's kind of letting up. I think I can walk there. Well, my dumb ass did not pack winter clothes. I packed to be warm. You know, I'd want to be cold in the club or even on stage. I had a jacket, but I didn't bring winter clothes. So as I start to walk, I realize, crap, I need winter clothes and I need snow boots because the sidewalks had not been shoveled and my tennis shoes were not cutting it. So about a block into it, I'm wet, I'm freezing. The snow picked up and was snowing harder. I finally get my ass to Kona Grill, order my food. Luckily, and I love this part, I got there right at happy hour. That's right, happy hour at Kona Grill means half price appetizers and sushi. Sushi. So I'm sitting there eating, enjoying my meal, and the waitress comes over, you know. Everything good? Yeah, I'm just not looking forward to walking back to my hotel room. What? Yeah, and the manager hears it and steps over and goes, oh, you walked from your hotel? Yeah, I did. Well, you shouldn't have. You should have asked the shuttle. They'll bring you over here, she says. What? Yeah, the hotel and the Kona Grill have an agreement that they'll run each other back and forth. The restaurant won't, but the hotel will. Damn it. So she goes, would you like for me to call the shuttle? Duh. Yes, please. So the shuttle comes, picks me up, takes me back to my hotel room. The point of this pointless story is it never hurts to ask. Always ask. If you're ever anywhere, ask. Just walk up to the front desk. Do you guys have a shuttle that'll take my ass through the snow to a place to eat really close? And they might go, yeah. And then you won't be a dumbass freezing in the snow like I was.
Aloha.
I was in the snow again last week. I went to Meadville, Pennsylvania to work at the Academy Theater. It's part of the Tammy Pescatelli's Comedy Presents. Tammy, very funny, funny, funny woman, you may know. I'll try to get her on the podcast here soon. She actually wants to start doing her own podcast and asked me if I would show her how to do it. I guess I'm doing it right. I got all my stuff working. I got a studio. I got you guys listening. So I guess I'm qualified to help her start her podcast. But anyway, this theater, it's really cool. It's real old theater. One of those kind of, you know, where they turn of the century, where they used to do all the plays and musicals and people pass through town. And they're doing the restoration of this place. And it's really nice. Had a great time in Meadville, Pennsylvania. But I had never stayed in a bed and breakfast before. Have you ever done that? Any of you guys ever done that? Stayed in a bed and breakfast? It's really weird. It's like you're staying in somebody's house. That is very weird. Just got there and it was snowed on the door. Come on in, make yourself at home. There's four rooms and you are in such and such. Enjoy yourself. Coffee and snacks over in such and such dining room area. And then I don't see the person. It's a house. I just walk in the front door. And they're like, oh, there's a coffee pot and some snacks, and I'll make myself something and go over to this bedroom that's apparently my room. And it was really nice. It was the house is beautiful. It was decorated great. It's called the Azalea House in Meadville, Pennsylvania. So if you're in the area, I will recommend to go do it. I finally met the lady, super nice, the next morning as I was getting ready to leave. And so, you know, it's so strange. I guess a lot of people do bed and breakfast. They're very popular here. It wouldn't be my first choice of staying. It might. I'm more into it now that I've done it. But originally, when I heard I was staying at a bed and breakfast, like, man, I make noise. I stay up late. I wander around. I flush the toilet in the middle of the night. I like to eat Taco Bell after a show and watch TV. Am I going to keep everybody up? Is the bathroom down the hall? You know, all those thoughts to go in your head with a bed and breakfast. And I just was not looking forward to it, but I have to say, I enjoyed it. So there, that's my bed and breakfast chat talk review. Have you ever stayed in a bed and breakfast? Give me a holler. Send me an email. Actually, you know, it'd be cool. You could send me like a voicemail about it. Tell me about your bed and breakfast experience, and I'll maybe I can edit it and try to get it on the podcast. And you could send that to @McGrew. No, let's get that right. You can send it to McGrew@MSN.com. That's right, McGrew@MSN.com. I should probably have a remasculate email. Just set that up. I could do that for MSN or Yahoo or Gmail. Why haven't I done that yet? Because you're a slacker. I know. I'll take care of it. What else is going on? Got to get the Google Voice back up and going. Valentine's Day's coming up. Had a great Valentine's dinner with the girlfriend, Miss Thang. We went to a restaurant here in Denver, a really cool new one. I believe it's called Beatrice and Woolsey. And you have to know where it is. I couldn't even tell you right now. I'm going to suggest that you Google it. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you're in the Denver area or Wyoming or whatever, you want to come down or you're going to visit Denver, check this place out. It's on Broadway. It's very cool. One of the coolest new decors for a restaurant that I've seen in a while. They have actual aspen trees inside, all scattered through, and old lanterns hanging everywhere, and it's a lot of wood, and they use old chainsaws for the shelf brackets and stuff. It's really cool, and the food was great. It's kind of that, it's like fancier comfort food. You know, when the comfort food, they always do like that's catfish and grits and that kind of, yeah, it had that. They had crawfish beignets, which is probably one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life at this one place. I've never even heard of crawfish beignets. Of course, we've all heard of beignets, but this was crawfish beignets that was stuffed with crawfish and had this kind of sauce on it, spicy sauce. I'm like, oh, I'm a drooling right now. So I would say that the restaurant has sort of I'm going to go with a southern feel, but not completely. It's just a comfort food. My catfish was served on a board and an old license plate. Yeah, it was a really cool presentation, and I give it a thumbs up. And it's called Beatrice and Woolsey, I believe was the name of it. I'm pretty sure. I should have Googled this myself. Preparation is very important before you do a show. I used to hear that from my program director when I did real radio all the time.
Aloha!
And while we're on the subject of Valentine's Day, let's discuss gifts. Do you always know what to give your significant other, your partner? Or do you just walk around the store and think, they might like that? Do you fall back on the one gift that takes care of it all? A gift card? That gift that says, hey, I couldn't think of shit, so I got you this. Well, all right, I did some of those, but not all those. Mine is actually going to be very creative. Mm-hmm. I know we've already had our early Valentine's dinner because I have to go work in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes, that's right. I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the Looney Bin Comedy Club. If I haven't already said that, I will be there. What date is that? It will be February 13th, 14th, and 15th. So I'm missing Valentine's Day at home, but I've got something planned for her. Anyway, Valentine's gifts. Do you go for the big, goofy, stuffed animal? I think if you give your woman a big, giant, stuffed teddy bear from Vermont Teddy Bear that's only $100, when you can get the same bear at Walgreens for like $20, well, I don't know if that's fact. Don't quote me on that. But I've seen a big bear at Walgreens. Who are those for? And what do you do after you get the big damn bear? What do you do with it? Does it take up most of the bed? Does she sleep with it when you're gone? That's very interesting. Ting! Here's where I was going to go with this. I was headed for the cards. The Valentine cards are always out. They have that whole section they put up there at the store, the Valentine section. It's the first card section right there. You see the whole thing. Now, does it bother you that cards have gotten so expensive? Aren't really, seriously. You're going to pay, what, $3, $4 now? Some are even higher, $5, $6 for a card, for a bent piece of cardboard with a picture on it. That's what it is. It's a printed piece of cardboard that's folded over, and they charge all that money. And you say, well, you know, I was looking for the one card that says exactly how I feel. I can write an email that says exactly how I feel for under $5 damn dollars. I could even print it out on some cheap-ass paper on my printer and fold it over myself for under $5 damn dollars. So what is the thing with cards? How are we still paying for cards like this? How are we trained? Are we mind? Or is it a brainwash thing? Is it just, we must get a card for this occasion? I think somebody would do really good business if they started a company called Affordable Damn Cards. You know, there's some good, yeah, I have to say there's some good cards, but don't there seem to be the same ones over and over? Like there's that really ugly fat guy with the shorts that goes up the crack of his ass, you know, the guy's beard kind of turned. You see him a lot. You see a lot of the same cards, same pictures with just different quotes on them. You know, I think it's time for maybe for a whole lot of new card line. Years ago, I worked for, or did some card, I won't say worked for, I freelanced some cards for a thing called Mainline Greeting Cards. And I did a few cards for them, got paid, they sold well. I thought about doing my own line of cards, but yeah, I did a few, I did like 5 or 6 cards, and I sold them at card shops around Denver years ago. And one of my favorite ones, there was two good ones. Two sold very well, and this would have been, oh gosh, late 80s, early 90s maybe. Late 80s. One was a penis in a business suit on the cover, and you open it up and it says, no matter how you describe it, you're still a dick. That one, no matter how you disguise it, you're still a dick. That's what it was with the suit. And the other was two dogs. I drew a cartoon because that's what, you know, I hope you knew that. That's what I did before stand-up comedy. I was a cartoonist for the Houston Chronicle, the newspaper. So, anyway, back to the card. I drew a picture of two dogs sniffing each other's butt. That was the front. And you open it up and says, hey, how have things been on your end? Now, that card, seriously, I came up with that. I have seen that card several times now from several different card companies, and it annoys the shit out of me. But then again, I've seen some of my jokes on some inspirational posters and internet cartoons. And what are you supposed to do about it? When you get ripped off like that, what are you supposed to do? Especially when you're just an independent person like this that tried to do a little thing like a card. Or I don't know how you'd even protect your act from something like that. Because I've seen T-shirts now that say it's better to have loved and lost than to have to live with that psycho for the rest of my life. That was one of the first jokes I ever did in my life on stage. First time. So that joke has been ripped off. What's a person to do? That's what comedy life has kind of been. It's kind of been a situation. Life is just a series of, I hope this doesn't get ripped off. I hope this makes me some money. I will put this out there and hope it gets me some attention. Because that's what basically Twitter is for comics. I mean, you're just writing things and throwing them out there and you don't know which other comic is stealing it and using it in his act on the other side of the country. I'm just trying to make you guys laugh and hope you come to my show or follow me or want to buy something later on or look me up on the internet and buy a DVD or a CD, which I have a new one out on iTunes called One Sick Puppy, so please check that out. There's actually several comedy CDs that I've done, but I haven't made enough money on it to not bitch about buying a $5 damn card.
Aloha!
Now let's do some news. A little bit of troubling news. A matter of fact, it's very troubling news for America. North American cereal sales have been steadily declining for years. Kellogg says cereal sales fell by 4% in the latest quarter, and 2% for all of 2013. As consumers increasingly switch to other foods, Kellogg's chief executive officer says the industry is losing people to other categories, such as eggs, toast, and peanut butter. Kellogg's has responded by launching breakfast shakes and protein bars. Larry Johnson from the food and beverage consultancy Stanton Associates says people younger than 30 are more likely to eat food that is convenient, as well as lower in fat, carbs, and gluten, rather than have a bowl of cereal and milk. They are the proverbial snackers as opposed to sitting down to the breakfast table. Breakfast, he said, is no longer seen as one of the three square meals a day and has become just another snacking occasion. Well, that's troublesome because cereal is very important to me. I must have my Lucky Charms. Love my Lucky Charms. And now I'm a fan of the new cereal, Crave. I don't know if you've had that yet. Crave is wonderful. You don't even need milk. You can just sit there and eat it out of the box while you watch TV. Just crunch and munch and enjoy the hell out of Crave. Because it's a little bite-sized thing with chocolate in the center of it. Have you had it? Delicious. Check it out. Now, I'm not a big thing on the bars. I used to like the Pop-Tarts. I used to love Pop-Tarts. But I know that they're just loaded with sugar, and we're trying to watch our sugar, right? Things we're afraid of now is sugar and gluten. I don't even know if I'm allergic to gluten. Matter of fact, I don't know anybody who really is allergic to gluten. I know a lot of people who say they're on a gluten-free diet because, you know, I'm allergic to gluten. I can't have gluten. Well, how do you know? Did you go to a goddamn doctor? No, you didn't. Most people I know that say that they are gluten intolerant have not been to a doctor and actually test. Do you know anybody? Tell me somebody that you know went to the doctor, got a test, and yes, they have gluten. Now, I'm not saying people don't feel better if they cut it out. That's not it. But I do think a lot of people have jumped on the gluten bandwagon. Because I know, I'll bow my head in shame and say, I kind of have. I haven't been tested, but everybody says you feel better if you take it out. So I've been trying to take it out. That and shakes. I'm doing shakes. I got a Nutribullet, and I'm turning everything into the juice and smoothies. It's amazing what you can throw in there and turn into a smoothie. I'm drinking a buffalo wing smoothie right now. No, I'm not. And actually, the smoothie that I'm having while I've been recording with you guys is, let me see what's in this. Let me think about it. It was watermelon, banana, pineapple, blueberries, raspberries. Did I say fresh pineapple? Because I cut open a pineapple for that. Lettuce, kale, sunflower seeds, and hemp seeds for fiber and protein. Yeah, that's right. Hemp seeds. Oh, I'm doing hemp now. God, that sounds so stupid. Stop doing that voice. Didn't that go out long ago, dude? Anyway, remember when kids were actually afraid of stuff like ghosts under the bed or something in the closet? Something really scary, like monsters? And they weren't little pussies going, this is gluten. Little pussies. Every one of them. All right, guys. Thanks for downloading and listening to the podcast. However you do it, whether it was Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, however you get my podcast, I like to say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my gluten-free heart. I appreciate you tuning in and listening, and I appreciate you following me on Facebook, Twitter, and you know, Instagram, all the things. Just find me everywhere. And let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya over social media. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, look, a new status update. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, look at that picture they just posted. Yes, we can all join together and create love for the world through social media. Speaking of which, I was talking to the girlfriend the other day, Miss Thang. I'm not really sure she understands social media. Yes, she's on there. You can find her on at Twitter and all the social, like Facebook, everything. But she's always going, who's this? Who tried to follow me? I'm not going to follow them because I don't know them. Why would somebody want to follow my Instagram picture? Because that's the part of social networking. That's what it is. People find you, you follow back, you share stories. It's bringing the whole world together. We're all coming together. Like I said earlier, we're holding hands and singing Kumbaya to a Twitter beat. So that's the whole point. I was trying to explain to her. It doesn't matter if you know them or not. They might post something that you like or learn. You might post something that helps other people. We're just connecting. That's all we're doing. We're connecting. So help her out. Follow her on Twitter at PinkBarb27. That's her Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Steve McGrew. And again, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Podcat and I appreciate it. I know it's been a while since I brought up Podcat, but Podcat is sitting here in my lap and has been just perfect today. For whatever reason, I think she don't know if she's tired or just glad that I'm down here recording. But guys, thank you. I'll see you next time on Remasculate. Remember, go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. Oh, here, bring this up. February 22nd, Celebrity Cruise Lines. I will be out on the ocean with the Oak Ridge Boys. It's their country cruise. And it just turns out, just so happens, I'm not booked with them. I'm booked at Sin City Comedy Club on Celebrity Cruise. That happens to be the same cruise that the Oak Ridge Boys are on. That's pretty cool. So, hey, check that out. I know it's probably like the last minute. I don't know if they have anything available. But if you want to see the Oak Ridge Boys and me, check out Celebrity Cruise Lines, February 22nd. All right, guys, we're out of here. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu. And aloha.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're under with the rings and noose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lay. Oh, won't you come with me and remind